Global warming is beginning to hit the pocketbooks of coastal homeowners. Allstate Insurance has added New Jersey, Connecticut, and Delaware to a growing list of states where it will no longer accept new business. That list includes Florida and parts of New York, Louisiana, Mississippi, and California. Nancy Solomon reports from New Jersey.
Allstate, the second largest insurer of cars and automobiles in the country, says it's pulling out of the mid-Atlantic states because of the threat of more hurricanes brought on by global warming. Allstate spokesman Michael Trevino says the company believes there's scientific evidence that Atlantic and Gulf waters are warming.
As we analyze the likelihood of more damaging, more frequent storms against the population shifts that have occurred in the United States over the past 30 years, that have people, many more people, living along the coast, it caused us to look at the amount of homes that we insure, particularly along the coast.
Trevino says Allstate will continue to renew policies for their existing customers in New Jersey, Connecticut, and Delaware. But it begs the question, if you're in good hands with Allstate, what does this mean for all the new homeowners in an ever-expanding stretch of coastal America who can no longer buy insurance from the company?
It's going to be more expensive. There are going to be higher deductibles for customers, but at least they can get it.
Bob Rusbold is the CEO of Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of America, a trade group that represents some 300,000 agents who aren't affiliated with a company. He says the homeowners insurance market in Florida has been difficult since Allstate left and forced independent agents to search far and wide for insurers.
These are less regulated companies. Many of them are international and offshore companies. And I will tell you that some of the primary homeowners markets are Lloyd's of London and companies from the Caribbean, because U.S. companies will not write in those hurricane-prone areas.
Some homeowners may already be seeing higher prices along the Jersey Shore. A realtor in one beach community says she just closed on a house in which her buyer will pay double what the seller was paying for insurance, and that gives her concern about what will happen to the housing market if rates keep going up. But the New Jersey state agency that regulates the insurance industry says it isn't troubled by the Allstate decision. Spokesman Jim Gardner says there's more than 80 insurance companies that are more than happy to take the business.
Certainly the potential of a catastrophic event in the state of New Jersey has kind of been the 800-pound gorilla in the room ever since the tragedies along the Gulf Coast last year, and even predating that. And the department has been involved in several tabletop exercises and planning sessions that will ultimately evolve into a disaster preparedness plan.
The New Jersey State Legislature is discussing a bill that would create a $20 billion fund that would help pay for losses from a disaster. And some towns along the Jersey Shore have been certified by the National Weather Service as storm ready. Lucille Chomp is the mayor of Oceanport.
We had to monitor the weather conditions. We had to educate the public, alert the public. We had to promote the importance of public readiness and develop a formal hazardous weather plan. We do have an emergency siren system. That was another criteria that was based on the storm readiness.
But only 8 towns on the Jersey Shore, a tiny fraction, have been certified. If more were done to prepare for disaster, Allstate says it would be interested in writing new policies in the mid-Atlantic states. But until then, the spokesman says, the potential cost of a disaster makes it bad business to continue insuring homes along the coast. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in New Jersey. Thank you.